busy looking at this game after 3 days. Where do you see it going? Draw is probably favourite. Can Yorkshire put some pressure on Surrey tomorrow?
Look, it's an interesting one, James. The declaration came, 80 behind. So, you know, Surrey feel that that's the best way they can win the game, by trying to bowl us out and then chase a smallish total. So I thought we batted very well tonight to be in the position we're in. And tomorrow, we'll just have to see. I think we're 130 on in front. 9 wickets in hand with 96 overs left in the day. Can we make a game of it? We'll probably know more come lunchtime, I suppose. But at this stage, I think our focus has just got to be, you know, that, you know, bat well in that first hour and see where we're at, see what their tactics are, which will be interesting, whether they come really hard at us or they spread the field a bit and give us some opportunities to score. So look, it'll be interesting to see what their tactics are in the morning. So we'll just have to play it by ear.
I guess there's some credit to Surrey, though. They've made it a better game by being attacking.
Yeah, they have. You know, the reality is, you know, a genuine run chase on day four, you know, potentially, you know, it'd pull out a little bit earlier than that. But, you know, I can completely understand why they would have declared at that time. They allowed themselves 4 batting points. They played very positively on the back of Kevin Peterson's fantastic knock. They scored at a tick over 4 and over. So it's hard to fault their intent. You know, but, you know, being only 80 runs, I suppose, in front in that sense, you know, for us to make a game of it, you know, one, we need time to bowl them out, and we need a, you know, a competitive total. So can we achieve that? I think we'll know more probably after the first hour tomorrow.
As an Australian watching that, take a Yorkshire bit off there, watching Kevin Peterson hit the ball all over the place, you must be a little bit worried ahead of the Ashes there. That's him warming up.
Yeah, look, full credit to him. He's obviously looked after himself, got himself back fit and strong. He's obviously spent a lot of time fine-tuning his game. And look, he came out. I thought our bowlers bowled quite well today, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. I thought our seamers were very good. You know, Rash, I thought Adil was very good today. You know, he went for over 100. And, you know, but he was tossing the ball up. He was giving it some air and he was getting a little bit of turn. You know, we just hit a lad who was in pretty good form.
Yeah, looking at sort of positive and a negative, Jack Brooks 3 for 64 from him. Good to have him back.
Look, very good to have Jack back. Bit rusty. You know, dragged a few down. Probably not as happy with his bowling as probably what we are. You know, he just felt that he probably gave away too many loose balls. You know, we kind of more put that down to, you know, lack of match practice. He hasn't actually played a second team game or anything. We've sort of got him straight back in. He's been doing a lot of bowling around, in and around the first team, and, you know, trainings and things like that. But look, he's come back in and come back strong, and you know, he's been looking after himself very well. And we're just pleased as punch with how he went.
The negative, I guess, is one of the unsung heroes. I always describe him as Steve Patterson breaking his foot.
Yeah, he's just got a small crack in his big toe on his left foot, so it's his landing foot, and it is only a very minor crack. I think it's a non-displaced, I think that's the official term. That's the official term or something. So I don't think he needs an operation or a pinning or anything like that. I think it's you know, when the swelling goes down and he can manage the pain, that, you know, we might be in a position to play him. But, you know, Scott McAllister, our physio, doesn't envisage a long time out of the game, so we're hoping to get him back for, you know, we're very confident he'll be back playing and ready to play the Derbyshire 4-day at Chesterfield.